Welcome everybody to the open source computer aided modeling and design dev room and the KiCad project status talk. For those of you who don't know who I am, my name is Wayne Stambaugh. I've been the KiCad project leader for about 8 years. So let's get to it. I'll try to get through this quick so we leave some time for a Q&A at the end. So what's been going on with the KiCad project? One of the things, I got a little flack last year about my talk. It turned out that talk ended up being a bit more prophetic than I had intended it to be, given the COVID issues and the shortage of ventilators. The Open Ventilator Project was started early in 2020. KiCad drove that, and I think it really shows the power of open hardware design and how open software will drive that and allow that to happen. If I don't want to talk about it too much, but if you get a chance, go take a look at it. It's really impressive what was done in a very short amount of time. So onward with what's been going on in the KiCad project. What most people I'm sure are interested in, version 6 was feature freeze, happened on October 1st. So the goal is to get version 6 stable release planned for the end of Q1. I don't know if that's going to happen. We were hoping to have RC1 out by now. We've had a few setbacks, so that may get pushed back to end of Q2, but it should be close to that time frame. We've released the 5.1.9, the ninth version of the 5.1 stable series on December 28th. We initiated a funding campaign from December 15th to January 15th of this year that resulted in more than $14,000 of donations. Along with that came a dollar match guarantee up to $10,000. So the KiCad Services Corporation kicked in an additional $10,000, bringing the grand total to just over $24,000. So thank you to everyone who donated to that. All the project repositories have now been moved to GitLab. So the libraries, the website, all the build stuff is now on GitLab. So the entire project's in one single place. We also had two new developers promoted to the lead development team. One thing that was a pleasant surprise last year was there was a big uptick in new developer contributions. So that looks good. The project seems to be very healthy in terms of contributors. We moved the translation to Weblate to give more people an opportunity to provide translations. It's a little less technical, a little bit easier for users to contribute. So we've seen a nice bump in the translations. One thing that you will notice if you've been playing around with